Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop and author of the novel The Reconception of Marie, joining you to review A Life of One's Own, Nine Women Writers Begin Again by Joanna Biggs, published in 2023 by Echo HarperCollins. How do we move on after a loss, like a failed marriage? In the wake of her own divorce, 32-year-old Joanna Biggs turned toward the work and lives of other women she admired, writers, as guides for her new way forward. While her marriage hadn't been bad, Biggs and her husband had come to want differently. He wanted children. She wanted to not be married and to write. She wanted to see what other form her life could take. Yet being single and all you must face alone, and becoming an artist, cultivating the craft, character, and confidence needed to create new worlds, is a long study in courage, faith, and determination. Women's lives in particular, writes Biggs, have been curtailed by law, by custom, by inhibition too, and it takes the effort of imagining another sort of life before anyone can believe in it and live it. Enter the eight other women who comprise Biggs's case study, from the British Mary Wollstonecraft, born in April 1759 and author of A Vindication of the Rights of Women, to the Italian Elena Ferrante, a made-up name for a writer who insists on staying in the shadows and whose Neapolitan novels, first published in translation in 2015, find the form of a long female friendship. Between them are compelling chapters on George Eliot, Zora Neale Hurston, Virginia Woolf, Simone de Beauvoir, Sylvia Plath, and Toni Morrison. The result is a stunning blend of memoir, biography, and literary criticism. Biggs writes about how she came to each writer's work, and often how the writer came to write it, who she was loving, where she was living, who she was imagining, an amazing assortment of female characters who persist on the page despite social conditions designed to control them. Over and again, Biggs reads these lives, the writers and their characters, through a lens of love and freedom. Both require great risk. It might not work out. Some don't make it through. After all, both Wolfe and Plath took their lives. Even as, paradoxically, these women continue to live within readers who take up their writing, like how this book's title, A Life of One's Own, riffs on Wolfe's necessary essay, A Room of One's Own. And Biggs, of course, is the ninth of the nine women mentioned in the subtitle. Her life, her work, is traced in these pages. A small taste of her writing. The scene, she has just bought a new copy of Ferrante's first Neapolitan novel, then in its 25th printing. Here, I quote Joanna Biggs. There are so many ways of measuring time, from the spring I left my husband to the spring that I'm writing this book on the dining table in the apartment I share with Ladija in Brooklyn. 7 years by the Gregorian calendar, countless coffee spoons, a nephew born and gone to nursery, Trump and Brexit and COVID, but I like the idea of it being 25 prints of Ferrante. Why not measure it in the millions of women who went out, like me, to get themselves a copy of the story of the lost child? Maybe among them there are those, also like me, for whom the reading of Ferrante would be bound up with a chaotic, glorious, fearful, terrible, liberating moment in their own lives. Joanna Biggs is a writer, an editor, and the author of A Life of One's Own, Nine Women Writers Begin Again, which was a finalist for the 2023 National Award for Arts Writing. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.